So shall we turn to book of Matthew, chapter 6. Reading first four verses. Book of Matthew, chapter 6. Reading verses 1 to 4. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, we have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues, and that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 3. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And last chapter, what we have seen, subject matter, the Lord wanted to show it to them what actually is written in the Old Testament, how the scribes have added or changed it to their convenience. But when in the beginning the Lord has given the law, what was the spiritual meaning of those tenets or laws, the Lord has spoken in chapter 5. And he brought them to the conviction that what is supposed to be and how it has been changed, and now what is the right thing they need to do, it was brought to their attention. But when we come to chapter 6, we also see certain things and how deeply they have made certain things changes to their convenience and open, showing things differently than what it is supposed to be. So in these verses up to 18, there are three things the Lord was speaking. One, almsgiving. The second one is prayer. The third one is fasting. In these three subjects, and in verse 1, which is connecting and tying up all these three matters, in verse 1, take heed that you do not do your alms before men. So the word their alms is actually written as a dikaiosyne, that is meaning the righteousness. The same word which is used in Matthew chapter 5 verse 20. I say unto you that you accept your righteousness, means it is a divine approval, or the works, or the good works which is according to the divine plan, which needed to be done. So in that three things, that righteous acts, what God has shown to his disciples here, one is almsgiving, and the second one is fasting, the second one is prayer, and the third one is fasting. And these three tenets are also very important in other religions. In we see in Hinduism and also Islam, and the Muslims believe their fasting life takes their prayer life takes them towards the paradise halfway, and their the prayer life, then the fasting takes them up to the gate of the paradise. Their almsgiving will make them enter into the paradise. And that is how they believe. And out of the five tenets of the Islam, these three are very important for them. And what the Lord is also bringing to our attention, those three are very important, but how they needed to be done in our lives, the Lord is Lord is explaining here to his disciples. And as we see that verse 1 is the word is different than the word which is used in verse 2. I'm reading both the verses. Please note that one. Take heed that you do not do your righteous deeds before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father who is in heaven. Verse 2. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, then he explains in the remaining three verses about the almsgiving. So the righteousness acts of one is almsgiving. when for these acts, the Lord is also saying that there is a reward. And that reward will be given openly, and when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, and when we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, when we stand, and the works which we do, good or bad, everything will be taken account, and accordingly the God will give us rewards. And these are three things which we see in this chapter, which makes the basis for our rewards when we go and stand before the Lord. And when if we see it in a public manner, or in a publicly, or make people know that what we are doing, then he said in verse 1, you have no reward, otherwise you have no reward of your Father who is in heaven. So these are all good things. When we do openly and already has been compensated by the people here, then there is no reward when we go and stand before the Lord. So in this, today we will see only one, that almsgiving. And what kind of a heart we have in giving that or doing the alms is the important thing. And accordingly, the Lord will give us a reward when we go to the Lord. In verse 2, therefore, when thou doest thine alms, and it is a different word in Greek, it is elemosyne. So it is the same word which is now derived in English is called alms. Do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So when the rich Pharisees or other people, they wanted to give alms to the poor, and before they give, either in the synagogues or in the street corners when they stand, and before them the trumpets will be blown, and also will be declaration that so and so person is now going to distribute money, give money to poor. And if anybody is around, the poor people, they can come. That is the invitation. They will blow the trumpet. So that whatever they give, it is made known openly. And everybody also, after receiving the money, they praise him because of his generosity, that he is now giving the alms to the needy people. But when he does that one, two things the Lord writes here, and they sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do. So the person who is going to give the money to the poor, and he said it is his heart is not really love the poor, but his heart is actually inclined that to receive the praises from the people. And also the word that therefore when thou doest thine alms, that word is also having merciful, pity and charity. So those three words are the three things which can come from that meaning of that word. So what the Lord is interested, that when we are giving alms to the people or helping them, the poor people, that in your heart, if you don't have any mercy, or if your heart is not filled with mercy towards them, and that is called hypocrisy. That means you don't have any pity, or you don't have any concern for the need of the poor people, but you have only concern that people should praise you. So inwardly, that your heart is totally contrary what the Lord is expecting by doing that act. But outwardly, you are just manifesting that I am going to give the money to the poor. And that is contrary to the heart what the Lord desireth. So if you look at the same chapter, verse 19 to 21, I read those three verses. Lay not up yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust both doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart also will be. So when the rich man has his wealth, the riches, but his heart is on those treasures or the wealth, while distributing money, then it is only coming out, that money is also getting some glory to his name and filling his pride. And that is highly, it is not approved in the sight of God. But instead, even if you have little, if you are in a position to help the poor people, if you have the pity and the mercy in your heart, that is what the Lord is interested to see in everyone who is distributing the alms. But if you have the heart of mercy and filled with the pity to the needy people, then you are not looking at, or you are not acting upon the pride, or you are not showing forth that you are a rich man, or you are not seeking the glory and the praises of the people. And though that kind of a spirit in your heart is contrary to the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord is merciful, and he also meted the needs of the people, those who are in need. But if a rich man, when he receives the wealth from God and he wanted to show that he is rich and he can do it, but in return that his heart is longing for the praises of the people, and that is not the heart condition of the heavens, heavenly kingdom. In verse 3, and the hypocrite is the one who is actually hide his real feelings and expresses differently. So it is a simple verse, and an actor. That means he put a different mask on his face, but in his heart it is a different thing. And that is the meaning of it. And verse 3, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. So it should be done in such a secret manner. So normally we all know that in India and all, people give anything, they give it with the right hand. And when the right hand you are using to give something, and let your left hand also do not know. That means you don't even remember. And let not any of your other members of the body recognize and remember what you are doing in one part of this with your members of the body. Instead, that these people who are taking glory and also receiving praises, and openly the reward is given. They are recompensed there. So when the Lord, when he not only speaks of the contrary to the heart of a hypocrite, but he is speaking that a merciful heart that is required, that is what the Lord is expecting. With a merciful heart, then we need to do those things. In verse 4, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy father who is secret in seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. So when it is to be done in a secret manner, that means not to make it known to all people. And when it is done like that, when you have not received any reward here, any praise here, any praises from the people from here, any glories of that giving the alms here, then those all things will be recompensed when we stand before the Lord on the day of the reckoning. And if we receive now anything here, then that will be all gone that time. But when we are looking to stand before the Lord in glory, and when the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, introduces us to the Father, and all the good works which he is going to recount, then what we have done in our lives here, and these are the righteous acts which are also be brought and will be informed to the host of the heavenly angels and many other saints in the congregation of the church of the firstborn. And that will be a beautiful day. But when we really know that that is the day is now waiting to receive the recompensation, And the recompensation is depending upon the heart condition filled with mercy towards the needy people. And also, I'm not seeking any kind of a praise and the glory here while I'm doing, then the Lord is going to take care of that heart then when we go there. Because this is the condition of a heart which our Heavenly Father has. That is mentioned in the book of Psalms, chapter 111. Book of Psalms 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright, that is the righteous people, and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. So our Lord is righteous, and his righteousness endureth forever. Verse 4, he hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. So that means he is merciful. And there in chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, that is what we are saying. He is righteous, he is merciful also. And verse 5, he hath given meat unto them that fear him, and he will ever be mindful of his covenant. So if there is a needy people, that he is going to provide the food to all those people. Verse 6, he hath showed his people the power of his works, that may he give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are very variety and judgment. All his commandments are sure, and they stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. So this is a psalm speaking of the Lord's character. He is merciful, he is righteous, and he provides the needs of his people, and he is truthful. And now read the Psalm 112. And that Psalm 111 speaking of the Lord's character. And verse chapter 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in the commandments. In chapter 11, we see that he gives the commandments and he fulfills them. And in chapter 112, we see here is a man who enjoys the commandments of the Lord. Verse 2, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and his generation is upright and shall be blessed. There, the Lord is upright. Here, those who love the Lord, he is also upright. He is upright. Verse 3, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. There, in verse 3, the Lord is righteous. Here, the man who is blessed by the Lord is also righteous. And his righteousness endureth forever because he received the blessing from the Lord. And verse 4. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. There the Lord is compassionate and righteous. But here is the man who follows the Lord is also compassionate and righteous. Verse 5. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. And he is the man who received from the Lord his wealth, and he also lendeth. And he will guide his affairs with discretion. So while doing that also, with the full of mercy and upright in his heart, what is needed to be done to the needy people, that he will do with the discretion. Verse 6. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be his everlasting remembrance. So when this man stand before the judgment, because of this, he received the wealth from the Lord. He was compassionate. He is merciful. In his heart, he wanted to do the right thing according to the Lord. Then his reward also will be there to eternity. Verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. In doing all these things, if something happens also, he is not moved. Verse 8. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees the desire of his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. So, he has dispersed and given it to the poor, and his righteousness endureth forever. It is exactly what we read in Matthew chapter 6 verse 1, that is the righteous acts needed to be done. And one of the righteous acts is dispersing or giving liberally or meeting the needs of the people whom the Lord has brought to his attention. And that is the character of this man who fears the God. In verse chapter 111, it is the character of God. In chapter 112, it is the character of a man who fears God. Now, book of 2 Corinthians. And the once again, I read this verse 9. We are going to read there in the context. Verse 9 I am reading, 112:9. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. And book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I am reading from verse 9 onwards. Did I say chapter 8 or verse 9? Chapter 9. If it is chapter 8, then we can read in 8 also. And I am reading from the verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, beyond their power they were willing of themselves. And they were actually the Philippian churches, Philippi and Thessalonica, the Beraea. These churches, though they were not that rich people, but while giving out, and their liberality has much more increased. It is not that they had something in plenty and they can give little bit. And he was taking the example of them and encouraging the Corinthian believers. They also need to do that. In chapter 9, in verse 7 onwards, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. So the righteous act or the good work or taking care of the poor, whomsoever the Lord brought to your attention, these are all speaking of the same thing. Verse 9, as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. The same thing what we read in book of Psalms 112 verse 9. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. So the fruits of righteousness increasing is sowing the seed of the righteous deeds, where the Lord opens the opportunity to meet the needs of the poor people. That time it is not just blowing the trumpet and making it known that what I am giving or what I am going to do. When you sow in secret and when it is going to do the multiplication and it will increase what is according to the plan of the Lord. And verse 11, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. So as it is increasing, when you are doing and somebody is encouraged to do, and that is how the Lord's glory is increasing, because of the people of God in a righteous act of meeting the needs of his fellow brothers and sisters and other people also. Then they are manifesting, they belong to the Heavenly Father, the creator of the universe. So in 111 Psalm, which speaks of the Lord's character, he is merciful, he is righteous, he takes care and he feeds the poor people. And when these Gentile believers, and they did not understand the righteous deeds or how they need to participate, because the wealth of this world continues to attract the people. and they wanted to preserve it. And many times we lose the track of what, for what we have been called and where we are supposed to be. Then it is hoarding or accumulation. Those all will, that is the natural heart of a man. But the Lord wanted to encourage us to see what is the righteous act or the divine approval in the plan of God, what we all need to participate. And accordingly, the Lord brings us into the opportunities so that we may participate and to do those things for the glory of the Lord. And book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verse 1. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. So when you, whatever, now actually that is your bread. You want, you could keep it and eat it. But now your bread, you are going to give it to the other people. The waters means it is the world. When you are giving it to the needy other people, then you will find it many other days. Normally when you put the bread in the water, it doesn't stay. It will be gone. But when you really, that the deeds of the righteous acts, when you are putting it and making the Father's name glorified through your act, the Lord is going to bless us. And the reward will be there when we stand before the Lord. Book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. So if anybody is lending the money or giving the money to the poor, that he is giving it to the Lord, and the Lord will pay him back. And chapter 28 of Proverbs, verse 27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many acres. So when we are not considerate to the needs of the poor people, then the Lord also will have to do the same thing towards us. But while Paul writing another passage in book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, I'm reading from book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17 onwards. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in the uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So he is not saying that having riches is something not acceptable in the sight of God. So he gives the riches. But he is saying that you don't trust in those riches. They are uncertain. Verse 18. That they do good, they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. And that is what is the heart which is required. Verse 19. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. That is where the recompense of the reward will be given, that they may lay hold into eternal life. So whatever God gives into our hand, and the way we use as a faithful stewards of that treasure, and use it for the glory of the Lord, will lead us to the recompense of the reward when we stand before the Lord. But he expects that not to have the heart of the Pharisees, or not to seek any kind of an outward as an hypocrite, that inwardly there is no mercy and there is no compassionate heart towards those needy people, but just wanted to give out money. That is also not right attitude, and that will not be considered as the right thing. So alms itself is speaking of coming out of a merciful heart towards the people. Because our God is merciful, and the one who says that child of God, when we are doing those things, we continue to reflect the nature of our Lord. If you have any questions, we can go over. Otherwise, we can pray.